org. Nobody's madder than me about the fact that the website isn't working as well as it should, which means it's going to get fixed.
The president speaks today in Washington about the healthcare website that was put up hastily despite its cost of $350 to $390 million. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So for those who are complaining about the ineptitude of the rollout of Obamacare, the president himself agrees that it's maddening what has happened with the website, because the website is where everyone's going to find out questions and to set up. The ones who want to not be fined by the IRS are scrambling to try to get some kind of health care. In the end, in a month or so, supposedly, all of the problems will be ironed out. Ugh, if only it were that easy. If only that were the case. Mitch McConnell is back on the war path. It was easy to pound the president for the blunder of the rollout, saying that the designers of Obamacare's website shouldn't be in charge of the nation's health care. It's not fixable, saying the government's going to botch it. They had 4 years to get ready. It's clear that this isn't going to work. It's not fixable. And I don't think any amount of apologizing on the part of the president is going to fix the core problems, which is it cannot and will not work. You heard the president. He admitted in that Rose Garden speech on Monday morning that you can't sugarcoat the issue, that he's frustrated, too. How about Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius? A lot of people calling for her resignation because the buck has to stop with the person in charge. And Sebelius, who will have to go on the Hill, I guess, next week, will be asked those kinds of questions of how do you pay that much money for a website and then the rollout is just completely botched. And the answer is that so many people apparently went to the website to sign up that it crashed it. Oh, my, oh, my. They'll straighten it out, and then we'll see ultimately if it's a disaster or if it ends up ironing out massive amounts of wrinkles in the end, and it isn't billed as quite the catastrophe that it looks like it's going to be. You know, we've been covering this for 4 years, and I would say that the ridiculousness of it is when you know you're rolling out something that's not popular with everybody, that has some people enraged because they don't want to be fined by the IRS if they don't want to get health care, then just make it smooth, or as smooth as it can possibly be. Tell you what, it makes me feel better about the America Tonight website, which took a long time to get up and looks, in my opinion, really good. But it was rough going in trying to get it rolling and getting all the kinks out of it, and I understand, but I don't understand when it's related to healthcare. Hey, coming up this hour, besides the doomed health site that wasn't right from the beginning, we'll talk about a couple of other things, including this horrific shooting in Nevada. Once again, here we go. We got a kid, a 12-year-old, goes to school, ends up killing himself, but kills a very popular teacher who tried to stop him by what people said on the scene, and shoots two 12-year-old boys. The rumor is it's because he was bullied and that perhaps they were targeted. We don't know that for a fact yet at this point, but we do know it's another school, a middle school, that's been shattered by violence because if somebody comes to school with a gun and some kids now and their families are petrified and concerned about what's happened and are asking the question, why? And that's the tough part of this. It's the why we always want to know. How could this happen? Why did this happen? What drove this kid to the point of no return where he went to the school and just couldn't take it anymore because what? He was bullied, didn't fit in. What was the reason why. We'll give you some more of the details on some of the specifics of that. Something else that we talked about, and a lot of you threw in your two cents last week, was these idiots with the boulder in Utah. Why people, it's like people convict themselves. You do something stupid, and then you post it all over YouTube, or you tweet it, or you smash it on Facebook, and then you lose a job. How many people have lost jobs or had to resign from positions because they showed off in something that put them in hot water? Well, two men were removed as Boy Scout leaders for toppling a boulder from a Jurassic-era rock formation during a field trip to the state park, one of the state parks in Utah. The Utah National Parks Council said that Glenn Taylor and Dave Hall violated the policy of leave no trace for activities in natural areas. Took thousands of years for that to happen at the Goblin Valley State Park, the formations. And they tried to say that they moved the boulder because it was going to hurt the Boy Scouts. But that didn't really fly with anyone. That formation was said to be about 170 million years old. They say it was on the verge of falling over, and it would have hurt some unsuspected passerbys. So they didn't go for help. They videotaped it, cheered, smashed each other high fives, all that kind of stuff, and now they're paying the price. They get bounced from the Boy Scouts, and they also might have to face some possible charges. Who, you know, these guys might have thought they were doing anything wrong, but you just don't rock Mother Nature, in a sense, and think that you're not going to pay the price. So they're going to pay the price. But to me, the big thing is social media getting somebody in trouble again, landing you in a situation that you're not suspecting because you're going for that quick 15 minutes. Like I said, they posted it all over YouTube. So many people saw it. And it was the lead story on newscasts around America last week. So lots of people saw them topple the formation and then heard that it was 170 million years old and took a breath and realized, oh, yeah, why would they do that? Why would they post that? Oh, craziness, not realizing what they had done. All right, also coming up this hour, since I'm giving you the menu, we will do another one of those cool weekend counts because there are a lot of numbers to talk about. I say that all the time, but it's so true. Every day I kind of challenge myself, say, okay, this is a day I bet you I'm not going to find a whole bunch of numbers. But lo and behold, I always find a bunch of numbers, and we're going to talk about those when we hit you up on weekend count, including the fact that the governor dropped the opposition to gay marriage in New Jersey, which is now legal. How many people have applied for, gay couples have applied for marriage licenses in the Garden State? We'll tell you, give or take, because it changes daily. And also a new poll, and what were the numbers for the Republicans as far as getting reelected? Not too good. In the poll of polls. But coming up on the flip side, more details on that horrific shooting in Nevada. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
2, 3, 4.
Ooh. 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 Well, my heart knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking.
Ooh. Ooh. We have a lot of heroes today, including our children, who, even though school hadn't started, when the teachers came out, they listened to them, and they went into their classrooms immediately.
Once again, as I mentioned at the top, welcome back to America Tonight. The big sad story on the day had to be the early morning shooting in Sparks, Nevada, where kids were going to school, and I mean, it was early. It's when the bus is dropping you off, you're scrambling, some of them, to get breakfast. And then before you know it, gunshots ring out, and it's a 12-year-old boy. The thought is perhaps it might have been related to bullying, and maybe the two kids that were shot, which, by the way, they're in stable condition, thank goodness, that maybe it was related to the fact that he was taunted. But that's not a for sure thing. That's just what a lot of the kids are saying. And, boy, the middle school, I think they were shocked when they could hear the pop, pop, pop. The teacher, one of the teachers at the school, I mentioned this, asked the kid to put the weapon down, put the gun down. His name was Mike Lansbury. He's a very popular math teacher. He was killed in the shooting spree, I'll call it, that happened. Because this is a guy, it's interesting, this is a guy who wanted to, by all accounts, what people were saying there, he wanted to help. He wanted to try to help the kid, save the kid. He served as a Marine and did several tours in Afghanistan. He was part of the Nevada Air National Guard and had a family, leaves a family behind, a wife and two stepchildren. So it was, one of those moments that stuns everybody. You're barely awake, you're getting to school, it's the beginning of the day, and you've got somebody with a gun that they brought brought from home, and it may be targeted. It sounds like it could be targeted. And the 911 calls are way too familiar. Shooting, shots fired, somebody down, two students down. And this is the kind of stuff that sends parents running or driving or getting there any way they can. And they moved all the kids to a high school. This is what seems to be the thing that happens. And the parents pick them up. They're closing the Sparks Middle School for the rest of the week. They're canceling the classes. It makes sense. And the governor says what always you ask any public official in these situations, that, of course, they're sad to hear about the shooting, and they're thinking about the victims and praying for the victims. And there have just been way too many of these. Just last week, there was another student at a high school in Texas, in Austin, in fact, that killed himself in front of other students. And the month before that, if we go back to August, there was a student at a high school in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, that shot and wounded another student in the neck. And by the way, what you heard there was the superintendent, Pedro Martinez, talking about what had gone down, you know, that there were really many heroes in this situation. So in light of this, now what's happened is many of the school districts are actually, and it's smart to do this, they're discussing it, they're asking teachers what they think, they're doing surveys and polling them about, do they want to carry guns, do they support armed guards. And I just saw one the other day that was from months and months ago, and this came after the Newtown, Connecticut shooting, that showed that nearly three-fourths of the teachers across the nation say they personally wouldn't bring a gun to school if allowed. But they think armed guards would improve campus safety. And the survey that was done included 11,000 teachers. And most said that they generally felt safe in their schools, but disagreed on whether their place where they were working, the school, was safe from gun violence. And 4 in 10 school superintendents who responded said their schools were not safe from gun violence at all. So I think the answer is, what I thought the answer was the armed guards. It's not going to completely stop somebody right away unless it's pure luck of where that guard is, but it gives you a shot at it. And if somebody comes in and they're running up and down the hallways, then there's a great chance, I think, to get them. And I don't know what the middle ground is. I mean, what is the middle ground? What is it you, what lengths would you go to protect your kids? And of course, you ask any parent that, or most parents, and they would go to whatever lengths they had to protect their children. So I don't know. I think they give teachers a choice. Why not give them a choice as to whether or not, because the other thing is, can they get a permit? What's the state laws? If I think if a teacher knows how to use a weapon, is safe with it, then I would say why not. But I know there are other people that would say, well, what if a child gets that gun? It would be the worst thing ever that could possibly happen to that school district. What would be the safest way to store the gun? And, of course, what most people would tell you is right on your person. Right on your person. And there are accidental shootings. But in Utah, there are teachers that have carried for over a decade. They've been able to carry if they wish to do that. So there's no question about it. I think, to me, concealed and carry, if somebody has that permit, knows how to use it, wants to do it, they should be allowed to. But it has to be a state where that's the law. And the armed guard scenario is probably the way to go, because at least it's a dissuading factor. At least there's a chance of, you know, perhaps stopping something, or the kids know that there is an armed guard. It's too bad, whether it's somebody that went to the school, somebody who just decides to wreak havoc with the school. I've said this so many times till I'm blue in the face, but boy, you sound like an old person. You know, I used to think this about my grandmother, my great-grandmother. Oh, back in the day, this and that, and how things were better in certain areas. Now, you really have to say, back in the day, I wasn't ever going to school thinking that someone was going to come into the school, break in, possibly hold us hostage or shoot us or any of that. That never crossed our mind. The only thing that we were concerned about is we had fire drills. They had fire drills all the time, but it wasn't about, geez, duck and cover, or maybe you should wear a bulletproof vest to school, or use your backpack as a shield. And the sight of the SWAT trucks and the SWAT guys coming in front of schools is, I mean, just awful. So an all-around good guy dies. Another kid kills himself. He shoots two others. Thank goodness they didn't die, and they're in stable condition. But there are a lot of lives that are wrecked here. And what is the reason? What was the motivation behind this? That's still the thing that we need to know. That's still the thing that that school district needs to know, so they can get a handle on it, especially if it was bullying, which it very well could be. That's what the rumor is, that there was some kind of bullying going on, and he had enough of it, and that's why he came to school and did what he did. But that's not a for sure. That motive has not been nailed down. At this point, it hasn't. It's just looking like it's leaning in that direction, that's what, unfortunately, went on here. I said that we would talk about the numbers, and we're going to do that coming up in the new version of We Can Count. And I'll tell you, there was one ugly number that I won't stack into that segment, but in Florida, in a place called Jensen Beach, which is a beautiful beach area. I've actually been there when I was in Florida once. A man died. He fell from the 13th floor balcony on Sunday night. And they say that this was just an accident. He was working on his condo, and it was, you know, 6 o'clock at night, and there was some rattling and banging. He was doing something with the outside, trying to fix some kind of railing, it looks like. Hurricane shutters, perhaps. There was pliers and things on the balcony that they found, and he toppled over. Oh, 13-floor balcony. That's awful. All right, stay with us. Better numbers to come on America Tonight.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
About winning and losing, isn't there? The Yankees are dropping the price on 9,000 seats next season. They're raising the cost of 2,000 and leaving the rest the same while building a new lounge and 10 additional suites. So how much does it cost to go and see the Yankees? Well, it depends on the obstructed view bleacher seats that you could get. Upper deck seats in the six sections near the foul poles go from $40 to $28. That's not bad. In some of the other sections, it jumps up in the opposite directions. You know, if you wanted to go for the really good seats, the Field MVP Club Lounge that's under construction, well, the price of the seats as part of season tickets would actually be $235 a seat. I wonder if it's the priciest place to go see a ball game. 3.3 million fans went to see the Yankees in 2013, and would you believe that's an attendance drop? You're hitting the 3,000 mark, I think, in Major League Baseball. You're doing okay, and there were a bunch of teams that actually hit that mark, and then there, of course, are some that struggle. You think of the Tampa Bay Rays, and here they had a team that went into the playoffs, but yet they have to beg for the fans to go and see them. Moving on to something completely different. How about this? In Uruguay, they're going to sell legal pot for $1 a gram. Oh, yeah, from country to country, it varies, doesn't it? It's true. The Drug Czar says the country plans to sell legal marijuana. It's part of their efforts to combat drug trafficking. It's the idea is to create a government-run marijuana industry, and it's passed in the lower house of Congress. The president expects to push it through the Senate as soon as he can and feels as though this is going to work. They say sales should start in the second half of 2014 at that price, and they say that's an eighth or less of what marijuana costs at legal medical dispensaries in the United States. And they say the illegal market is very risky and poor quality, so there would be incentive for people to buy their pot that way. And, you know, they did some statistics, and they say, you know, smoking pot, of course, has been legal there for a long time. But growing, carrying, buying, or selling it has, you know, had some prison terms attached to it. About 120,000 people, they say, consume marijuana at least once a year in that country, the country of 3.3 million. They say 75,000 smoke it every week, 20,000 every day. And, of course, we know here in the good old USA, Washington and Colorado have legalized marijuana and adopted different rules governing the sale of marijuana. Uruguay says that they'll tax pot, seeing it as a revenue source, when it goes on legal sale next year. And that's what a lot of people would like to see happen in the United States. But you have a tough time getting that through. There's definitely not enough of a push to have that happen. I think there's too many detractors, at least at this point in our history. I'd be stunned if that ever happened, you know, in the next decade, let's say. The U.S. decided it is time to pitch in and help Pakistan. They're resuming the $1.6 billion. So the federal government in 2012 spent about $21 billion on non-military foreign assistance, and they were on track to do the same thing in 2013. So now it's a new fiscal year, and as everything is being debated, the U.S. Did announce it's going to free up that $1.6 million in aid to Pakistan with following the hiatus, because it's been a long time since we've done that. We cut off the aid in 2011. There was some controversy over some soldiers who were killed and some payback for that. So 2011, so now they're back in business as far as getting the United States to chip in and pay $1.6 billion. How about that? All right, let's check on some other numbers that I dug up for you, including this one when we're talking about money spent and money not spent wisely. In this healthcare debate, we know now that the website bombed for Obamacare, and the president himself says it's maddening and they're going to change it and it should be better by November. They're talking about that'll be smoother for the people that weren't able to sign in. And as we go back and forth with this, still with this healthcare debate, there are some people saying with the American healthcare sector, if you derive more than 40% of your revenues from non-governmental sources, you become a target for taxation. So they've got a ballot that is part of what they're throwing up for the people of Massachusetts, where, remember, Romney Care is what they called it, was a state-run demonstration project for Obamacare. And now people with ties to the Massachusetts State Nurses Association are organizing to place a question on 2014's ballot there. And it's called the Act to Limit Excessive Hospital Operating Margins and the CEO Compensation Through Greater Financial Transparency. And what they would do is, this is what the question would say, it would impose a tax on any hospital whose patient mix is less than 60% government payer and whose annual operating margin is greater than 8%. How about that? How about that? I wonder how they're going to vote here. And I think it's brilliant in the sense that they're putting that that question on the ballot. $600 million is what they now think. I just got an updated amount link to me from somebody saying it's probably going to be around $600 million for the website to sign up for healthcare now is what they think is the amount is going to cost in the end with bringing other people in to make it go faster and make it go smoother. Wow. It costs us $600 million to sign up for healthcare. Is it just me or is there something wrong with that number? How much cheaper could we have done that? Is there anybody out there that could have done that cheaper? I realize millions of hits. I realize how fast you've got to be able to move that internet and everything that could get bungled in between, but it seems to me that there should just be an easier way to have done that. An easier way. Chris Christie, who I think really wants to be the presidential nominee for the Republicans in 2016, withdrew legal opposition to gay marriage, making same-sex nuptials the law in the state. That makes New Jersey the 14th state in the nation to legalize gay marriage. Chief Justice Rabner, they say, left no ambiguity about the unanimous court's ruling on the ultimate decision when it comes to gay marriage, same-sex couples. So on Monday morning, Christie said in a statement that he ordered an appeal dropped. He says, although the governor strongly disagrees with the court substituting its judgment for the constitutional process of elected branches or a vote by the people, the court has now spoken clearly as their view of the New Jersey Constitution, and therefore same-sex marriage is the law. It seems as though he's going to continue to push that. So now you've got people, depending on where it is, like in the city of Newark, lining up a crowd of 200, 300, 400. You have all kinds of applications to perform weddings and whatnot. So as I said, the 14th state to pass same-sex marriage. And New Jersey, which is probably the most densely populated state in the country, was home to 16,875 same-sex couples in 2010. That's according to the Census Bureau stats. They also say that legalizing gay marriage would add $200 million to the New Jersey economy, mainly through, of course, weddings, tourism. More than 1,400 jobs would be created, they say, because of getting the revenue and all the things that pertain to weddings. In the end, New Jersey makes a little bit of money. They don't know the exact amount of people that applied for wedding licenses, but they believe it's in the range of at least 4,500. 4,500. I bet you it jumps up considerably after that. I bet you in the next couple of weeks or so, especially in New Jersey, I bet you that number just multiplies exponentially. Be interesting to see if there's any kind of blowback whatsoever at all for Chris Christie for his stance. All right, stay with us. Much more to come here on America Tonight.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From three-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Born, the nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away.
Bad to the bone.
Bad to the bone.
Coming up, I'm going to tell you what game show just awarded the second biggest prize in their history. Oof. Game shows. I don't know. What would it be like to go on a game show? Didn't we just go through the game show of the government shutdown? Ray in Missouri. Raymond, how are you doing? How are you starting off the week?
I'm doing swell, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
I've got a few points. It's another sad day. When a child goes into a school and shoots another child, and a teacher, it's another sad day.
Yes, absolutely.
Now my dog's trying to fault me. Down little. Which point two, when I was growing up, my parents spanked me when I did something wrong, and I knew better than to do it again. So I think, and when I was going to school, if a teacher had a problem or if I disrupted class. I got paddled. I think some of the things that goes on is because of lack of discipline, because the liberals saying it's a feel-good universe and the kids should feel good and you can't discipline somebody or you get in trouble. I think that has a lot to do with it. And I told you before that I thought that the teachers ought to be able to bear arms, concealed weapons, and that might be something to dissuade it from coming to school. But that teacher today that was a Marine and was certainly qualified to do that, I don't believe he would have ever pulled the trigger on that child.
No, I don't think so either.
So it's just a dissuasion. I mean, hopefully because somebody thinks, well, there's somebody here that's armed. I don't think it matters if it's a security guard or a teacher. It's just something that one would think twice against carrying a weapon in there. But like I said, I think this guy still would have tried to talk him down instead of firing a shot.
Yeah, probably, because that's what he wanted to help the kid. Yeah, absolutely.
So,
rough. It's a rough situation, you know. It's a bummer. I mean, it's more than a bummer. You know, here you have this math teacher, a likable guy, a guy who served his country, a guy who's teaching math to eighth graders, and he shouldn't be in that position. It's awful.
And he's a well-trained, being a Marine, he's a well-trained firearms expert.
Yeah.
That can conceal carry. And the only thing it is that would be a dissuasion so that somebody would not come in there and do that. Yeah, I don't think he would have, if he'd have had a gun on him, I don't think he would have ever fired on a 12-year-old boy.
Yeah.
Yep. Crazy.
Yeah, I agree. Sad.
So
very sad.
I still go back to thinking that since this liberal movement where you cannot discipline children went into effect and parents can't spank their kids in public and teachers and principals can't paddle kids, it just there's no consequence for actions, and I think that means a large difference in what goes down.
If there's
a consequence for action, then they're not going to do it.
I agree with you. You grew up with boundaries. I grew up with boundaries, so we knew if you crossed the boundaries, you were going to get it.
And there are no boundaries anymore.
Yeah, there's no boundaries.
The boundaries now are it's your feelings, so how are you feeling? And whether you're feeling good or bad, there's no consequence. I think that's a major, major problem.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, there's people cringing when they hear us talk, Ray, but I really believe that. I've said that before in a group of women, and half of them gasp, and half of them say, absolutely. So you just split the room when you say that. You just do, because some people think you got to go with feelings, though that's barbaric, what happened in the past. I mean, certainly we're not talking about abusing and beating kids, but just knowing the line, knowing that there was a limit to what you could get away with, the shenanigans. So you knew you just didn't do it. You know, you just had to have that respect. Your parents weren't your friends. They were your parents.
I crossed it twice. One time I got the belt. The other time I got the boot, and neither time did I ever do it again. Both times was in church. But, yeah, you never do it again. And these kids, they don't have that. And to go into class and disrupt class and get a paddling, that's who knows. But at least you know there's a reaction to what you do, and they don't have it. So.
Yep, absolutely. Well said, Ray. Thanks. I crossed that line once, and boy, my mother, Kathleen Delaney, she did not tolerate that. I just remember And this was would have been in public. I remember getting kind of swatted at Macy's in the middle of New York City, down at the big store where you always see when you watch the Thanksgiving Day parade. And I don't think I ever crossed that line again. Not like that. That never happened. That was lesson learned there. I was young, but not too young to I guess, push the limit. So I knew. All right, speaking of pushing the limit, somebody did that on The Price is Right. I don't know if I'd be a good game show contestant. Oh, I would just cringe if I heard that. Plus, I'm terrible at guessing the prices. But Cassidy Schlitz went crazy. She did a cartwheel after she won the second biggest prize, like I said, in the history of the series. She took home $140,236 in cash and prizes. From the game show, it was big, big money week. She won $100,000 during a single game. How about that? And she was pretty excited, enthusiastic. So that's pretty exciting, I guess. You're right. She takes home a BMW, and she's a I think she's an independent contractor. That's what she does for work, but. Whatever field she's in. But that's pretty good, I think. To walk away with the BMW, bag full of prizes, your friends go crazy. Yeah. She must have had nerves of steel. I just saw a little tiny blurb of it, and good for her. Like I said, I don't know how well I would do on a game show. I think it would be kind of nerve-wracking. It's like when you see Jeopardy and you think, oh, why didn't they say that? How come they didn't answer that question? But then you talk to somebody who was on the show. We had one guest that was on the show one time that was on Jeopardy, and they said it's the quickness of the buzzer, that you got to really jump on that buzzer, and if you just don't hit it the correct way, just don't get in there first, then you're out. It's about how fast you can hit that buzzer. That's the whole thing. All right, one last thing, because I actually got an email about this, and probably it's because there's been an update on it. I talked about this roller coaster thing in Six Flags where a woman fell out of the roller coaster 75 feet to her death. That happened in the summertime, and now Six Flags is fighting the lawsuit. They're denying liability in the roller coaster death. The thought was that she just didn't fit into the ride. So, looks like that family might not win that lawsuit. Winners and losers, it's tough, but Price is Right. Woohoo! We need to send Matt Johnson on that show. Yeah, he'd probably be pretty good.
As gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spruce Seal of Approval. Now get our March Grab and Go Bucket Special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.